You found it. The best place for live, local, conservative talk in the morning. The Commute with Carlson. Stimulating, entertaining, and making a difference. Here's John Carlson on Talk Radio 570 KVI.
Every Saturday I go shopping. It's normal. And if I'd have waited later, I might have been killed myself.
One of the lucky ones.
The local news is absolutely tragic. Yesterday, you woke up to news about a terrible mudslide right off Highway 530, now covering more than a mile of Highway 530 near Darrington. It's a wonderful, pleasant country drive to take in the valley there with some gorgeous views of the North Cascades. From I-5 or Highway 9, you just head east and take this beautiful, picturesque drive. But nature can be devastating and destructive. And it was on Saturday and Sunday, people waking up to hear three people dead and more people missing. And now the news is that there are eight confirmed dead in this mudslide, and still more than a dozen, perhaps 18 people still missing. They have found other bodies, but they were being left in place until daybreak, so those bodies being recovered as we speak. Officials haven't given up hope of finding more survivors, but the sheer amount of destruction makes it very unlikely. As I was pointing out, in terms of the coverage area of the destruction, if Seattle's Capitol Hill collapsed and buried I-5, the destruction would have rolled all the way to the Seattle Center and would have covered as large a territory north and south as the tip of downtown Seattle all the way to the Space Needle. That's the coverage area of the destruction way up in northern Snohomish County near Darrington. The reports continue. We talked to Corwin Hake from Como News Radio earlier in the show. Some vivid descriptions of the damage by this mudslide from Como 4's Kelly Koopmans.
The death toll stands at eight, but we have been told that the number of missing is very fluid and can change. And they warned us before today that number, they expected it to rise. But those rescue crews have been out all last night and then throughout into this morning, even though they reported yesterday that there were no signs of life. The number of those missing is expected to rise from 18, our current number. Now, given this entire neighborhood, as many as 30 homes was simply washed away. Governor Inslee has dedicated all of the resources at his disposal, including funding equipment like hovercraft to navigate that mud that is 15 to 20 feet deep. Chopper crews have that grim task of pulling some of those victims from the wreckage while survivors deal with the trauma of facing the wall of mud.
There was literally a 20-foot wall of mud racing across the valley. We were tumbled inside and had mud in our eyes and nose and mouth, and I'm really grateful I'm alive.
I give you an idea of the sheer horror of being there when all this happened. County Assessor's Office had listed 22 homes and vacation cabins along Steelhead Drive and East Steelhead Drive, the neighborhood hit hardest by the slide. There were other homes and trailers in the area as well, and most of them appear to be homes that are occupied year-round. Sean Wright was a witness to the mudslide, who turned into an instant rescuer, helped save a six-month-old child and her mom after the earth crashed down on this small town east of Arlington near Darrington.
I heard a baby scream, and then I heard other people screaming. Couldn't clearly hear what they were saying, just, you know, screaming for help.
That's Sean Wright, who just jumped into action. More on what he did here.
We were using metal roofing and plywood and whatever we could to lay across the mud to walk across to get, you know, to high ground. And it was pretty tough.
The reason for that, of course, if you stepped off debris into the mud, it would likely have the same effect as quicksand. You would just start sinking. And it gets really difficult to get out of once you've, you know, sunk more than a foot or so into the muck. Anyway, after he watched the landslide come crashing down the hill, here's the first thing he said he saw.
Came down the hill, and there was a house in the middle of the road.
That's a game changer when you see a house in the middle of the street. Again, that's witness Sean Wright, who scrambled into harm's way to rescue the six-month-old child. Isn't the six-month-old in critical condition
at Harborview? That's the report that we've got from Como. Yeah, exactly. Transported to Harborview. And there's one other clip that I just realized I'd forgot to put together for you from Sean Wright. And I think this sums up so much of what's going on and what will continue to go on in this area that's been devastated by this mudslide, that everybody up there knows everybody.
Everyone knows each other around here, you know, and so something like this, everyone in this community feels it.
No, it's a close-knit area, and they're wonderful people up there. And, you know, anything that people can do. I know a lot of people want to donate, you know, clothing and sundries and maybe toys for the kids or something. And they say, you know, none of that right now, yeah, at this point is really going to help. And so they're asking for donations to Red Cross and Salvation Army.
And I think that last comment that we heard from this witness who turned into a rescuer, Sean Wright, is indicative of what we've seen so far, is that the people who live there that weren't immediately impacted or wiped out, they all jumped in and became rescuers and searchers.
Yeah.
Trying to do whatever could be done to go and check on people and investigate whatever they could in this mudslide zone.
Yeah, folks up there, it doesn't surprise me a bit that they would instantly put themselves in danger to help others who are even in greater peril. Now, the area hit by the Oso mudslide was known to be unstable. 8 years ago, the same hillside broke away and dammed the river just south of Steelhead Drive. Nobody was hurt then. Wasn't nearly the magnitude. And most people didn't think of it as a warning shot of things to come. Reed Miller, 75 years of age, he spent Saturday night in an American Red Cross shelter in Arlington and fears that his son, who is mentally challenged, his adult son who lived with him, did not survive. Como 4's Jeff Burnside interviewed Mr. Miller.
Reed Miller told me tonight his 47-year-old son, who lived with him right on the riverbanks, right in the middle of the path of that mudslide, is gone. In fact, the father has said tonight it's only because of a fluke that he, too, was not a victim.
Well, he was at home, and as far as I know, he's gone. They haven't, no official that he's been found yet, but he could be buried, and I just don't know what.
Well, Reed Miller seems a matter-of-fact kind of guy, retired from a lumber mill nearby.
So the slide came from the north of the road here, across the development.
Somewhere in that horrific square mile of mud and debris is his son, described as honest, a good guy, who was at home in that house on the upper left, perhaps the house that took the strongest hit.
I was at the grocery store here in town, and all these ambulances went screaming by the store, and headed towards Darrington, and the checkout lady got a call and said, oh, there's a big mudslide up by Oso. And I thought, oh God, that's where I live. And she said, well, if you get home okay, give us a call and let us know that the road's okay. But of course, I did not make it home.
The side of the mountain had given way before in 2006.
But they shored it all up and everything, and it seemed extremely stable. You know, trees were growing back on it and everything. And I didn't worry about it at all.
The search continues for his son and all the others. The evacuees and the family members who just want to know more are staying at this school down the road in Arlington. and Reed knows how close he came to meeting the disaster head-on himself.
Well, every Saturday I go shopping. It's normal. And if I had waited later, I might have been killed myself.
Kuntz family, same thing. The family was at a Little League baseball game Saturday morning when the mudslide swept through the area and destroyed everything on their property. If you've seen some of the video footage, you may see a house with a roof and an American flag peeking out. That used to be their home. So they had left their home just in time, just a few minutes before everything gave way. Julia Miller, she lives in Darrington. She was driving toward Darrington from Arlington and decided to stop and grab something to eat at McDonald's. And if she hadn't made that stop, she probably would have been on the road when the mud swept through. And again, they estimate, Corwin Hake said, there could be 10 feet or more of mud on the road, on 530 in some places. She concluded that McDonald's saved my life. She said, you're not going to hear that very often. So some people just barely escaped. On the other hand, William Welsh, 66, is not from that area, but he was helping a friend install a hot water heater, and that put him in harm's way when disaster happened. If you would like to donate, we have a link, KBI.com, for the Red Cross for you to donate to the Oso mudslide relief effort. They said right now, you know, sundries, in-kind donations, clothing, toys for children and whatnot would not do much good, at least not at this point. They're asking if you want to help to please make monetary donations. There is going to be a mudslide search press conference in about 45 minutes with Snohomish County authorities, and Como News Radio is going to be covering that live. Regarding the people who are injured, I believe we have seven people who are injured. Como's Russ Bowen has their condition.
Two of the patients taken to Harborview are still in critical condition, including a six-month-old baby boy and an 81-year-old male. Also in intensive care and in serious condition are both a 37-year-old and 58-year-old male. A 25-year-old woman is now in satisfactory condition. Another patient at Cascade Valley is in stable condition, and a patient at Cedro Woolley is in satisfactory condition. Airlift Northwest told us they used all their helicopters to transport victims from the scene to Harborview Medical Center yesterday. One of the pilots who helped fly patients out of the slide area said they weren't prepared for what they were about to see.
We initially got the call that the slide knocked down a couple of houses and went across the roads. The actual slide area was so much bigger than what we were initially looking for. The devastation was a lot more than you'd normally ever see.
You know, a lot of people have compared some of the photographs to, you see these huge trees. You think they're 15, 20, maybe 30 feet tall. No, these are massive trees, and they're just down like so many toothpicks. The kind of footage you recall seeing from the Mount St. Helens destruction. Most of these injured people, what is the extent of their injuries or the types of injuries? They are injuries caused by being crushed. Again, our hearts go out, our prayers go out for these injured victims. We hope that the elderly gentleman and that six-month-old infant will be okay. We'll have more details for you. Once again, yesterday morning, three had perished. 18 were believed to be missing. Now the death toll's moved up to 8. With more bodies that have been spotted, but they're retrieving them as we speak. And they still believe that 18 people and maybe more are missing. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock here, the commute with Carlson, Talk Radio 570 KVI. UW geologist says that this mudslide is the exception not the rule when the earth starts to slide.
Why this landslide moves so rapidly? Many of the landslides creep down the hillside at a walking pace or slower. And, don't jump on your house in the middle of the night or the middle of the morning. You can get out of the way, and they're not so dangerous. Others move very rapidly, and this one is one that moved rapidly. And I don't think we understand well what controls the occurrence of one versus the other.
That's UW geologist Ralph Puggerud, interviewed by our sister station Como News Radio earlier this morning. As an example, remember the slides last year, Whidbey Island into Puget Sound? Those were slow-moving slides by comparison. What happened yesterday, the mudslide, you know what it looked like, Phil? It really resembled an avalanche.
There you go. And the description that I think you had earlier in the show, I can't remember if you played in the last couple of minutes, but describing it as sounding like a freight train. And that geologist brings up a great question. I don't know if they'll be able to determine it from this particular mudslide, but why does one move so rapidly and you have zero warning versus ones where it kind of creeps along?
Yeah, no, this one, I mean, it was just like a massive break, not sliding so much, but it just broke and just catapulted. When you see all these trees just being hurtled down the hillside like this.
Yeah, and one of the other follow-up questions for somebody in the geology world would be, if you've seen the pictures of how this hillside is now carved out, doesn't that pretty much mean that more, even heavy to moderate rain is going to cause further erosion?
Should,
and it's just going to continue, isn't it?
Should point out that they have received 12 inches of rain this month. That's about 4 inches a week so far.
Yeah, and that's just
an average.
The month of March, not this year. The month of March.
No, about twice what they usually receive.
And my understanding is that by the end of the week, we're supposed to get another trough of rain coming through, and that's the convergence zone there, in between Whidbey Island and the King Snohomish County line.
Now, thank God, it's been dry the last couple of days. Because, for one thing, there was a concern. We heard this yesterday all afternoon about a disaster within a disaster. Mm-hmm. And they don't think that that is going to happen now, that the flood within the mudslide that was threatening, they think, is now less likely to happen because the river is, the water is beginning to find its way back toward the fork of the river.
And then the other item to mention, 9 o'clock this morning, coming up in about 42 minutes,
mm-hmm.
There's going to be a press conference with Snohomish County authorities that are taking care of all this recovery and relief effort. And for extra coverage, make sure you go to comonews.com or Como News Radio.
Yeah, Como News Radio.
Have all the coverage as well.
We don't mind sending people over there for the latest information on that. It is 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. The John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI.